on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, driven by Hyundai. Thank you so much for listening. It's the Vinny and Cook Show, our final hour. Vinny Ricchici rolling solo with you today until 2 o'clock when Cookie and Josh Miller will be in. We'll get to the open phone Friday in just a couple of minutes. You want to queue up at 412-928-9370. Meanwhile, it is my pleasure to welcome in the general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. Doug Melvin joins us. Doug, good afternoon. How you doing?
All right, fine, thank you.
Hey, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join us here. First of all, congratulations on a nice first half of the season.
Yeah, fine, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
It's a little sketchy, but let's see if we can make it work, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's a little bit better. The argument goes on here, the small market team cannot be competitive, yet I think you have, with the Brewers, have dispelled that that notion that a small market team cannot be competitive against the big market teams. You guys have been to the postseason. You've signed your core players for decent, good contracts. You've not lost them to other teams for the most part. What's the secret, Doug? Tell us all here so we can be at least a little hopeful that it may happen here in Pittsburgh.
Well, you gotta be patient. Everybody, the fans have to trust you that you're doing the right thing. And it's a building process, but it does get to a point where you do have to take the next step, and our ownership allowed us to do that with our payroll. And sometimes you got to take some risk, which we have, trading some of our minor league players, trading for Sabathia in 08. But, there's various steps. Every situation is different, too, so it's always hard to say that because somebody's doing one thing that it might work with their franchise. But for ours, our fans have come out. We got our business side has been very good at putting close to 3 million people in the seats each year. And that has helped us with infusion into our payroll. So it's a combination of scouting, player development, pro scouting, and the business side, getting the fans coming to the ballpark.
And I think it's also hard work, too, because a lot of people will say, well, a small market team can never compete with the big guys, and it's a little bit difficult because of the situations you presented about media contracts and advertising and things like that. But there's ways to get around those things, aren't there?
Yeah, I think your fan base, they have to trust what you're doing and believe in you, and we were very fortunate that they did that. We had some real bad years to get to the point to where we're at now. And it was very tough to restrain yourself from doing things and deviating from the plan. And once you deviate from your plan, then you could run into some issues. So you just got to stay with what you believe in and hope that everybody gets on board with it. And that's including your sponsors and including your players in your own system and continue to teach and preach what you believe in.
I think that's a very important part of it, is there has to be a Brewers way, a Royals way. I mean, you have to, I think, get, and we're talking to Doug Melvin, general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers here. It's important, though, also to have that from the minor leagues up, because there has to be a feeling at the organization, not only at the major league level, I would think, but at the minor league level, too, is on the right track.
Yeah, you gotta have your player development system. And you got to utilize those players. A lot of it's timing. What helped with us was the timing of our draft picks. One year we had some college players, and Braun and Ricky Weeks, and they caught up to our high school drafted players, Fielder and Hardy and Corey Hart at the time. So the timing of it, of the development of those players, really helped us. If they were all high school players, they'd have been there at different times, but the timing of Braun and Weeks catching up to Fielder and Hart Gallardo is another one that they all came together. And the timing of that was, we had somewhat planned on that and hoped that, but it did fall right for us at that time, too.
You guys have really clicked in since the All-Star break. The Brewers really have. They were doing good on the at home before, but they were struggling a little bit on the road. Now it's all seemed to come together. What's the change in your club now as opposed to the earlier part of the year?
Our pitching's been very good. Our starting pitching has stepped up. The bullpen has probably been a key factor. The back end of our bullpen with John Axford, K-Rod, acquiring him in the eighth inning, And then LaTroy Hawkins and Takashi Saito were both injured, and they weren't at the top of their game for the first part of the year. And they're both pitching well. So we've been able to shorten the game a little bit if we can get the lead. So, but our starting pitching, I think we're third in the major leagues in quality starts. So that's allowed our team to stay in the ball games, give our offense a chance to score some runs. And then the bullpen has been pretty good since the second half.
Did you get a lot of weird reaction or strange reaction from people when you kind of fired the first salvo in the division by bringing K-Rod in from the Mets? You know, and I'm not talking about personal things, but just going out and have you have a good closer already, now you're going to use him in maybe a role that he's not so accustomed to as a setup guy. Was there a little bit of weird reaction to that for you, or was it something where you just you knew what you were getting into right off the bat?
Well, that goes back to what I said. Sometimes you got to take a little bit of risk in doing what you're doing. The thing is, you got to have the most talented players, as many talented players as you can, physically talented players, to win over 162 games. It was a shorter schedule. If it was an 81 or 82 game schedule like other sports, you might not have to do that. But over 162 games, you need as many talented players as you can. And we took a little bit of a risk, but, you know, we had created the winning environment, and K-Rod left his ego outside the locker room and has fit in well with us.
Is that the toughest thing to do when you're trading for somebody maybe that has that kind of mindset, is to say to him, hey, this is a different kind of situation we have? Because the Pirates, when they were looking around, they talked about that too. We want to get a guy that fits into our clubhouse. Does that become a major factor these days when you're trading for somebody, especially in a trading deadline deal?
Well, you have to hope that works, because you're not able to talk to the player before you make the trade. So you better know that ahead of time. And again, it goes back to sometimes you take the risk, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, it was a little bit risky, but we went for the talent and then took the chance that we would be able to bring K-Rod into this environment, and he's adapted to it.
Doug Melvin, the general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, here with us on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. You've laid out, your owners have laid out a lot of money for some quality players. You have another one coming up now in Fielder. Will a market be able to sustain if you want to do a deal with him? Does the market sustain that much salary in a smaller market, or is it something where sometimes you got to say goodbye to some of these guys?
Well, that's difficult, but we'll address that at the end of the year. But that's just another challenge of the markets like ours, the smaller markets. And, you know, it can get frustrating when you sign, develop your own players, and free agency can happen fairly quickly, especially if you're an all-star talent like Prince. But, you know, those are all the challenges that we get faced with.
Doug Melvin with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. So, any chance that you guys can tell us why you guys seem to beat us consistently? I mean, the Pirates go in there. You know, everybody here says, hey, you know what, if we win one game, it's great. If we can stop this. It's just been such a domination. How has your team become so dominant at home? What's happened? You've just blown the doors off of everybody at Miller Park. Is it that much of a home field advantage in that place?
Well, I think we fit our ball club. Our players feel very comfortable here. It's probably more of a hitter's park, from that standpoint, our hitters feel very comfortable in our ballpark. And I think the other part of it is, when we've been playing in front of, you know, 35 and 40,000 people every night, and our players do get energized about that. They know they come to the park with the roof, they're not going to get rained out, so they come to the park in a positive frame of mind, knowing that we're going to have big crowds. They know we're going to play. We don't have weather issues. So they come to the park in a good frame of mind, and it carries over onto the field.
It makes a difference, doesn't it? Doug, listen, we really appreciate you jumping on with us. I was thinking, I'm actually planning a visit to the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. I know you're a Canadian native. Are you in that thing? Am I going to see your picture on the wall up there when I go up there?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a while. If you do, say wave to it, okay?
I certainly will. Listen, thanks so much for taking some time to jump on with us. And I'd like to say good luck. How about after the weekend? Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Doug Melvin, general manager, spent some time in the Pirates organization as well way back when.